Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the bonus episode of the Give That Mala podcast. Happy hump day. Wait, no.
No, it's Monday.
Happy first day of the week.
Also, can be hump day. Any day can be hump day if you choose.
She's just really horny.
Oh, no.
That's so funny. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this before. What's wrong?
That was so ocean. That's so funny. She said that to me before. And I'm like, oh, is it?
She toots the horn. I wanted to talk about this stuff real quick, and then we'll get into, like, the theme of the bonus episode, which the theme was I'm tired and need help. So please write in questions. It's a Q&A. That's the theme.
We love a good Q&A.
So did you guys hear that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are facing off?
I'm very excited for that. Who do you guys have?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, yo. He's going to rip his ear off.
I think Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, 57 years of age. Yeah. Jake Paul, 27 years of age.
Jake Paul's a bit of a fighter, though, right?
Yeah, I heard. Ain't no Mike Tyson.
A fighter. he's no Mike Tyson. I'm taking Mike Tyson, okay? And I saw an interview, and I think it was with Joe Budden, mm-hmm. If you guys are OGs, y'all mm-hmm. know Joe Budden. Mm-hmm. It was Mike Tyson and one other guy. And he was like, Mike will relate to this. You have no idea how much violence.
Oh, you don't know how much violence it takes to be this soft.
Yes.
And it was.
I got chills all over
Mike
my body.
Tyson said
no,
this?
No, it was Tyson Fury.
Look up Tyson Fury. I'm putting money on Mike Tyson. That's what are they, streaming it on Netflix, producer John? Yep, Netflix. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. So that means I don't have to pay for it? I just pay for my subscription?
Well, you pay for your Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, but that means I'm not paying the $50 direct TV or whatever that stuff is that nope. I usually don't pay anyway. Like, who's watching the fight? Do I have to pitch in? I'll be there. The next thing is Sydney Sweeney on SNL. People are raving about it still.
I talk about the elephant in the room. The tits. They were out. They were perky. They were gorgeous.
They're so good.
Her boobs
are
so
good.
Are they real?
They look very, very soft and gorgeous. Yeah. So I'm going to go with yes.
They look stunning. What do you think about them since you are a straight man?
Good old Sydney Sweeney's titties.
You want a motorboat?
From what I remember, she thanked her mom because she wanted to get a boob reduction and her mom said no.
They're stunning.
Oh. Yeah.
Shout out her mom.
Her and her mom.
I've heard that people are saying like Sydney Sweeney is single-handedly bringing back the big boobs. I was like, did big boobs ever leave? I think big natural boobs have always been super in. I think the like huge fake boobs mm-hmm. are kind of out.
Yeah.
I think they'll always be out, but who the hell knows? However, I feel like the big butts are kind of making their now anything natural, we love. I'm mm-hmm. talking about went to my doctor,
BBL.
Got big fake boobs, got a big fake butt.
Yeah.
I've heard that is kind of working its way out, and we're all very much into what does your natural body look like. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to start celebrating. How do we feel about this? Are we happy? Because
I love that. Give me, because I don't want to go in surgery. I don't want to spend the money.
That's the thing. Like, I don't want to do it either. And every time I see like my but in certain things, I'm like, that outfit would have slapped a little harder with the BBL.
I have to be honest, though. I can tell anytime anyone has a BBL.
Of course you can.
But I like, and also, Lala, I cannot stress this enough. I don't understand how your butt is the size it is with how small your legs and waist are.
The
I
thing
don't
is,
get it.
Though, is I have I'm bottom heavy, and it doesn't matter if I squat or not, okay? It does not matter because my butt crack is short. So the muscle ends where the butt crack starts. So I need the muscle higher to get shelf booty.
Do you want a shelf ass? A high ass is way worse than a low ass.
Are you joking? No. Does Jessica love jujitsu? Of course I want a fucking shelf ass. Are you crazy?
You want a windsock ass?
Windsock.
Just blowing.
That's where I'm
there?
At. I called Jenna. I was like,
they're slapping your thighs when you walk in the back?
No, but you guys, have you ever seen the high asses that are halfway up the back?
Are you talking about high ass cracks?
No, like high, like people have...
No, but if they have high ass, they have high ass crack.
I don't like the high asses. You know what I like?
Can you guys write in and say if you... if feel your asses and talk about if you have a short or a longer or just middle of the road ass. And tell me if my theory is correct that your muscle starts where your butt crack ends. Because my butt crack is so low.
Your muscle starts. I think mine is higher.
Yeah, because you have a big ass crack, right?
No, my ass crack ends right there.
And where does the muscle begin?
I think like right here.
You're tripping, bitch. I'll feel after.
Regular chair.
I'll feel after.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, Jessica, would you like to bust it wide open for us?
I would like to bust it wide open for you guys. Thank you for sending in your questions. These are just so fun. This is a fun first one. Please settle our household debate. Do you brush your teeth with warm or cold water?
Oh. Wow. You guys, it depends on the time. At night, I've noticed when the water, because I just like flip on the water, right? If it's warm, I'm like, oh, this is nice and cozy.
And you use it? I do cold only.
I do cold only. I did warm, but I found out I got my teeth cleaner with cold because like the bristles on the toothbrush stayed firmer and didn't like mash up.
By the way,
I don't know
Bart,
if I'm just up in
Bart,
the night, but
Bart was telling me that Bart's like our second dad. He listened to some podcast about teeth. I'm like,
he's very smart.
I love
very
Bart.
Dad thing to
he's
do.
Great.
But you want soft bristles on your toothbrush. You are better off just using like run of the mill toothpaste. I prefer Arm & Hammer.
Arm & Hammer, I can't not use that.
Same. Everything else is
the peroxide.
So like
doesn't
stuff,
feel like it works.
Yeah, like you literally would be killing the game if you used what is that stuff that's in it?
Arm
& Hammer. No, what's the powder? The white powder.
Oh, it's a baking soda.
Baking soda.
Yeah.
Baking soda just on a toothbrush keeps your mouth very, very healthy.
But does it kill the germs?
Yes, it kills the germs. Also, this is the biggest thing. Brushing your teeth, and you guys saw me in freaking Tahoe just scraping my tongue. Why do you get in there like that?
Why don't
get
you get
in there
a
like
tongue
that,
scraper.
Carter? I have a tongue scraper, but I didn't pack it. If you're going, there's different bacteria on your tongue than what's in the rest of your mouth. So if you're going to brush your tongue like that, not use a tongue scraper, you should have two separate toothbrushes.
I didn't know that. I have a tongue scraper, but I usually, if I'm in a hurry, I just use my toothbrush.
And that's where bad breath comes from. It's like the back of the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really get deep in there. Work on your gag reflexes.
Well, that's how I originally, a couple years ago, thought that I was bad at blowjobs now. I was like talking to Katie. I'm like, how am I ever going to give a BJ? I was scraping my tongue the other night, put it back there, and was literally ready to vomit. She was like, don't even worry. You're not giving blowies to metal objects. I'm like, well, you never know.
You never know. But did you find that was an issue?
Well, remember, I don't give blowjobs unless I'm in a relationship because I kiss on my baby's mouth.
Right. Sure. Okay. Tell us more about your relationship with Amber and the girls these days.
Oh, I love this question.
Yay.
I don't see the girls very often because they're older and they go to school and they've got friends and they're out and about. But they came to Ocean's birthday party, and Amber and I, we talk, if not every day, at least every other day. We're constantly in the mix. I mean, she's like a family member at this point.
Yeah.
Because, number one, we share children, but also we have a very just strong bond that you obviously create when you've experienced similar things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun to talk to each other about, like, just the dating scene. A lot of people think our bond comes from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. Like, that could not be more irrelevant, right? So let's not give so much credit, right? You're like, you could insert anybody.
Right.
Doesn't matter. But she and I have the best time talking about dating.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
How did you tell your VPR castmates about pregnancy?
So, let's see. Sheena, I told in Palm Springs because it was really important for me to tell her. I think we talked about this on the live, Amazon Live. The first person I called that was a friend, like outside of our little group, was Stassi. I didn't know the next time that I would see her. And we had just had dinner, so I was very excited. She was like, I want you to take the test now. And then was like, I could never do that to Lisa. You can't take it now. So when I took it the next night, I was like, girl, OMG, I'm so glad I did not take this with you. Because it was positive. It was important for me to tell Sheena and her family in person because they're like, just like I wouldn't text my mom that or call her.
Right.
So I told her in person in Palm Springs. And then Ariana, I told at the Vanderpump Rules premiere party because I didn't know the next time I would see her, and it was important for me to tell her in person as well, mostly because she's the worst texter ever, and if I were to send something like magical like that and she just never responded, that could affect the friendship. I'm just saying.
That was smart. Aww.
And then Allie, I texted, and then the rest of the cast just found out on socials.
So you told Allie but not James.
I was a little worried about telling James.
Okay.
James kind of, when he gets affected, if you don't want him to say certain things, he'll go out and say it. So she goes, can I tell James? And I was like, I think maybe hold off just in case. He may see an episode and I say something he doesn't like. And he's like, and by the way, Lola's pregnant. You know, I was like, let's just keep this light and fun.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cute. We have a lot of questions asking details on Brittany Jack's separation.
I said this on Watch What Happens Live. I just want my friend to be happy. And if that means getting rid of someone in her life who's no longer serving her, I think that that's what she should do. And if she decides that they want to work on it, I will be here to support her. I know that I kind of hurt Jax's feelings when I said what I said, but it's no surprise. Like, it didn't just come out of left field that, like, I always pick the chick. Like, to be shocked by that and just, like, what I've been through, like, my mantra is leave him.
Yes.
Whether it's you, someone else, doesn't matter. The end game is always leave him, all right?
Yeah.
He's not coming correct, bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Right?
Yeah.
Sure. And my whole thing is, like, the biggest thing is women who are parents, I can't speak for men because mostly I don't want to and I don't get it. But there have been women who are like, I'm going to stay in the relationship until my kids are grown. And it's like, you're going to be a better mom if you get out of a situation that you're not entirely happy in. Mm-hmm. So I hope it is devastating when you have to share your child, whether it's half the time or less than that, one day a week, every other weekend. It does not matter. It is gut-wrenching.
Right.
Till they get a little bit older. Then you're like, hey, can't wait for next weekend. Mom's weekend. Bye.
Yes. Oh, no.
Easton knows. Easton knows. That's why he's laughing his ass off. Do you know how many cookies I found in my bed?
How many?
With just the frosting eaten off?
From Easton or
no,
Ocean?
From me.
Oh, from Ocean. Three.
Stop.
Yes.
I found just a whole croissant in Lisa's bed.
No, so she's like a little food whore. She comes up to my room yesterday morning and her mouth is like black and also like blue and pink. And I go, did you eat cake? She goes, no, I did not. Which she didn't lie. She didn't eat cake. It was a cookie that she had eaten all the frosting off of, like a little beaver, and left the cookie in my bed, the very bottom. Ugh. Yuck. Yeah.
Did it stain?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
And then I went downstairs and she had taken her little bear, her little bear chair. Yeah. It's like this tiny little chair that's fuzzy with a bear face on it. And she had put it up against the countertop, like the cupboards, stood on that to get the cookies. Cute little stink. She's so stinking.
She's so cute. Oh my God. She's so cute.
Okay. Keep going.
How has your relationship with Stassi grown? And did she make a mistake not being on the new show? I'm assuming they mean The Valley.
The Valley. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think she made a mistake not being on that show.
Yeah, you got to want to be on the show.
And she's just in such a great place. She's got like a beautiful marriage. Mm-hmm. She's got happy and healthy children. Her podcasts are thriving. You know, they're at this point in time, I just don't know that show would be a good fit for her. She doesn't kick it with any of those people.
I think she's a little too elevated for it.
She's very elevated. Not saying that The Valley is not elevated.
I'm just saying
she's just in a different zone.
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I think I don't know that she would feel that Vanderpump Rules was a good fit. Now, I don't want to speak for her. Who knows if they came to her tomorrow and said, would you like to join again? But my friend's in a really, really happy place. And I don't know how she and I got closer. Actually, I do know how we got closer. We had a dinner after a birthday party. I think it was Ocean's. And she had announced her pregnancy. And then she was like, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you. And I said, I was a little hurt that I found out through social media. Like, if you notice on her photo, all I wrote was congrats. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I was like, I'm a little bummed. But at the same time, has nothing to do with you because this is your child and your announcement and you should be able to tell whoever you want. Mm-hmm. Just like if someone came to me and they were like, I'm offended you didn't tell me in person. It's like, there's obviously a reason. Please don't put me on the spot.
Right.
But because she brought it up, I was like, this is a me thing? Has nothing to do with you. I mean, just put that out there. This is a me feeling hurt. But it's okay. And after that dinner at the Ivy on Robertson, we have just been thick as it gets.
I love that.
Thick as it gets.
I love me some Bo.
Oh, Bo is great.
Bo's great.
Bo's so great.
Bo is fantastic.
And the girls love each other. She sent me a video, you guys, the night after the party. Hartford in bed, dead asleep, saying, Ocean! Ocean!
Stop!
Ocean! Ocean, no! Like Ocean was clearly doing something that she couldn't.
In a dream.
That she shouldn't do. And Hartford was trying to stop her.
Good.
That's adorable.
Somebody needs to.
It was really
They're
cute.
They're so cute. They are so cute together. This is a hot take.
Hot take.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
I feel like Katie always has to be someone's bitch. First it was Stassi, now it's Ariana. Thoughts? Question mark.
That is a very hot take.
That's and a very hot take. I don't agree with that, but
very interesting. And the reason why I'm thinking I don't agree with that is last year, whose bitch was she?
I know. I feel like, if anything, Katie, I understand you're saying, like, I think Katie is a strong woman, and I think she feels like she is defending her friends, and maybe she is. I think she's a good friend to these people, right? So
I think she is, takes loyalty to new heights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's, I ain't asking questions, where do we bury the body?
Right.
That's the type of friend that Katie is.
Right, right. Okay, moving on. How do you, all the way from Sweden, sorry.
Oh, wow.
All the way from Sweden. Your opinion about Larsa this season, genuine or fake? Ooh, I've got some thoughts on Larsa.
I'm going to let you take that one. Here's the thing. This is what's so hard about watching these shows is I know a lot of these women off of the show, mm-hmm. right? And I adore Gertie. Like, I love and adore her. On camera, I agree with her. Off camera, we're vibing. Like, I dig her. Mm. Larsa, I know on and off camera. And there are things that I see, and I watch it from a different perspective because I know her. And I'm like, I don't think she meant it that way. It's similar with Sheena. Mm-hmm. When I watch Sheena, I'm like, I know where she's coming from because I know her. While everyone else is like, she's making it about herself. I'm like, no, I know what she's trying to say. Tap me in.
Let me defend.
Tap me in to add context. Put me in, coach. I can save her ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And I watched Lisa kind of try to save Larsa, and she just went down with the ship this season.
She did.
Yeah,
she
a
did.
Little bit.
Well, on the reunion, I hear you. Because with the Gertie Larsa stuff, no, I don't agree with Larsa saying and stating, like, well, is this fake? Is this real?
No,
about
I don't agree.
Gertie's cancer. Of course. I do, however, think because she was said, oh, that was a test to you, mm-hmm. Larsa. If that were me, I mean, my mind would go there. I would never say it, but I'd be like, hold on a second. A test? Is this person really that messed up to test whatever they're trying to test on me by telling me they have cancer and not? I would never say that out loud. I think many, many things that I would never say out loud. So, no, I think it was very ignorant and not smart of her to say that out loud. So, yeah, I'm back and forth.
I like that that at the very end, Larsa got up and gave Gertie a hug. Because there are just some people who they're not great with their words.
Mm-hmm.
And how they kind of let you know, like, I'm sorry and I wish I would have moved differently is, like, I feel like I need to get up and give Gertie a hug. It's like, that was Larsa's way of being like, I may have fucked up a lot. I hope that you could see my intentions. But I can understand where Gertie's coming from. Cancer is no fucking joke.
No.
I'm sorry. Cancer no. trumps all. No matter what anyone else says, Gertie's perspective is always going to be correct. You literally can say nothing.
Any disease you're dealing
or
with,
do
you,
nothing.
You don't right. play with. Because when you do, it's hard to come back from.
Her actual life was yes. on the line.
Yeah. And she, you know, we don't know what, I couldn't even imagine what that feels like and what sort of emotions I'd be processing, still trying to live my life so, when I'm dealing with all that. So I'm like, of course.
Oh, and watching her cut her braids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I just got chills.
Yeah. No, and like,
and
yeah.
her husband, mm-hmm. they're just like very, their family is, I'm obsessed.
Beautiful. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And Russell, so hot, being like, in the finale, be respectful, Larsa. Be respectful. I'm like, oh, Russell.
100%. I also thought Marcus, oh my God. I know, I don't know if they're on and off, but Marcus with Larsa, when he comes on set, when they're taking a little break, and he looks at her and he says, you're the queen, keep sitting on your throne.
Cringe
throne. Oh, I thought it was so cute.
I don't like
hot.
Him.
The moment I have a man who shows up to my reunion, but bitch, where's your job? You're Michael Jordan's son. Why are you here?
Because he can travel and work with the trophy room.
And he's like
designing
commenting.
On that computer.
He goes, I wish. And by the way, remember,
what?
I love Larsa.
Okay.
I don't know her boyfriend that well if he were to show up. Hey, Marcus, how you doing? But he was like, I wish I was on that couch right now. I'm like, who are these little bitch boys wishing they were up at the
Real Housewives reunion?
What? Your dad is Michael Jordan, okay? My daughter, who's three, talks about my little half court in the back.
Michael Jordan's
out there. That is your dad. He got generations on generations on generations knowing who he is. And you want to be sitting on the Real Housewives of Miami reunion couch?
See, I disagree.
Sleeping with your dad's best friend's
girl.
Ex?
He could be so bougie and be like, your job is so I look down on it. But he's Michael Jordan's son, and he's there, and that's his woman, and he's supporting her, and he's into it. That is so amazing to me. Like, you could be looking down on it.
You hate men.
But he's not.
You hate men. Support. All a woman wants is, like, a man to come and support her at work. And you're like, shouldn't he be at fucking work, too? It's like, oh, maybe he has to travel a little bit.
You're like, what a scrub.
No, but even Lisa's boyfriend, when he said he wishes he was on the couch, kind of looked at him like, why?
Oh, I think it's so cute. He's making her feel so proud of her job. It's just so cute.
Lars is going
to
hate me after this podcast.
No, she won't.
Do you think they're together still?
I think they're on and off. I think they were taking a break.
I love that he's supportive, okay?
You do not. No, I... Okay. How did you... Oh, I'll bring this up.
What?
You supported. You showed up all season.
Yeah.
You filmed confessionals. It's a little much when you show up to the fucking reunion in the green room. So, by the way, we watched three parts. He's sitting there watching 8 hours of this. 8 hours!
Ooh.
And you're telling me that that's hot?
Well, if she loves that.
Check yourself.
If she loves that, I have to say, if I was on set for something and Kyle came, oh no, I'd be like, why aren't you working? But there's something about support, okay? There's something about supporting your woman and being like, I'm here, bravo, you're killing it. I like
that. Well, yeah, I'll drop off a fruit tray or something for you and leave again, but I'm not staying.
Oh, and we don't know if he was there for the whole time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Watch, I'm going to finally find a man. He's going to show up to every reunion. Yeah. And I'm going to be like, it is so fun to have him support a boyfriend. And that's when I melt into a puddle of nothing.
Oh my God.
You hate men. I do not.
She loves
men. I love men.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
How did you quit the vape? I need help.
I got pregnant.
Yeah. Do you still think about it?
Oh, I think about her every day.
Do you think you'll ever go back?
What?
Do you think you'll ever go back?
Oh. You know what? I treat this like I do sobriety, and I'm much stronger in my sobriety than I am in the vape, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time. With the vape, 1 second at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I can wholeheartedly say, I if someone were like, do you think you'd ever drink again? I can be like, absolutely not. The vape, it's one day at a time. In fact, I might go to like Nicotine Anonymous or Vapes Anonymous. I think
they
started
that. Oh, they should. It's
Bo sent it to me.
Oh, no.
So I was like, do you think we need it? I was like, we might.
How crazy that people from AA start smoking and then have to go into that one.
You know what? It's a it's
a revolving
it's
door.
It's called a transference of addiction. I'm just happy that some people become like sex addicts or love addicts.
Slaw, sex and love addicts. Something.
I wish I became a gym addict.
Oh, same.
Then I wouldn't want to be BL.
even a gym addict, anything too much is unhealthy. Even a gym addict.
Moderation.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of you asking, unless you want to go into this law, a lot of you asking Lala, how she went about picking her donor. And I know we've said this before, but not only is this going to be on Vanderpump Rules, but we're going to have an episode, a bonus episode with California Cryobank. So,
yeah. And since we're filming the reunion this weekend, I have seen a lot of, I've seen all the episodes the rest of the season. And that episode where you guys will see the donor picking, so cute, so fun. But I would like to shed like a little bit more light mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people asking baby names that you're comfortable to say that you aren't going to end up going with.
Yes, I can totally do that. Okay. Because you guys will die. And they're gender neutral.
Love this.
They're gender neutral. Easton, do you remember any of them?
We're going to find
Let's
out.
Let's not say the two that I'm thinking about.
Utah.
No. Utah was one. Teton was another.
Utah, Teton.
Canyon.
Okay.
I was thinking of a lot of stupid names that I'm not
going to
use.
I love those, but we're on the same vibe. We're on yeah. the same page.
We've got it marked down.
Oh, hold on. I also had Mighty.
Oh, Mighty, yeah.
I had Lion.
Lion! I cannot believe we forgot that one. That
and the third, can on. I tell you, producer John will love this. I did add it to the list. John. Rampage.
Rampage.
Rampage!
Yeah. I did think about it. I like weird names. Call him Ram.
That's kind of Rammy. That's cute. See, that's yeah. cute.
Call him Paige.
Okay.
No. Paige. Anyway. But again, it would have to be a him. Rampage for a girl. No, a little too
That's a little much.
Aggressive.
That's like me in jujitsu. They should call me
Rampage.
Name it Rampage.
If it's a girl, Paige. If it's a boy, Ram.
I like yeah. Ram better, though.
This is funny. This okay. one is funny.
Ask
I want to ask it. For Lala. Sweet, sweet Lena. Do you listen to the show? Lala, do you want to get married? You know, that's a great question.
Yeah, it really
that's
is.
A great question. Lala, do you want to get married? You know what? Maybe you will.
No, Jessica, are you crazy?
Do you think there's any possibility in your future? None. You are just saying no, no, no right now.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
She really? Hates men.
I don't hate men. It has yeah. nothing to do that with that. You take it as she hates men.
No, I'm
I
teasing.
Say,
we I just talked about it.
Yeah, no, I don't hate men.
Yeah, no, five people who are not married who are all together.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
like,
why
I
get
don't,
married?
Partnership.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Life partner. Cute.
Right, and like yeah. the fact when you get married, joint assets and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. what's mine is yours. No, what's mine is mine.
Yeah, yeah. So never,
never. I will never. Get married.
Okay. I'm going to play this clip at your wedding.
Same. No, we're going to make it a dubstep.
But there is, but I would definitely do like a commitment ceremony.
I think those are beautiful.
Yeah. yeah.
On the ocean, on the mm-hmm. beach, that could be lovely.
I just wouldn't sign a certificate and like yeah. mail it in.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
No, really, what is the point? I'm asking.
Oh, you're talking to someone. I mean, me and Kyle are all the time. We're like, what? I mean, we say tax break for marriage. But even
so
that.
So it's a business.
It's a business. Yeah. No, that's what it is.
That you don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Welcome to business.
Welcome to business. Welcome to being an entrepreneur.
No, I'm good. Solid. If I want to start a business, I'm going to go for someone who's really intelligent.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get married, I would go for someone who's hot with a big dick.
Okay. Well, there we go. And happy medium, life partner. So we're good.
Happy medium, life partner. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to another episode. And we'll catch you on Wednesday and next Monday for another bonus episode. Love you. Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.